What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, boys.
What up?
I want everybody to know I'm fine. I've never not been fine in the last 2 days. Sure about that?
How are those six screws that you got in your ankle?
I got six screws in my ankle.
Didn't you get in a car accident?
Drove my truck into a ditch.
I heard you flipped three times.
Sure. So yesterday, for those who don't know, and I'm sure you shared some of the story. I know the morning guys shared some of the story.
People had a snow day.
Everybody was they might not have been listening.
Locked in. I understand.
So yesterday, we do our regular deal. I like to get a lot of my prep done at home. Then I drive over to the office. All good, right? Well, it was snowing like crazy when I left about, it was between 8:30 and 9, something like that, whenever I texted you. And I back up my truck. Now, every truck I've ever gotten has four-wheel drive, but I love this truck, from D&M Leasing, by the way.
Ka-ching!
And the only thing it didn't have was four-wheel drive, and I said, no big deal.
You need that for?
I'll use it on the beach, or I'll use it here and there. But I'm like, how much do I really use it?
Well, that's the point of having a truck, though.
No, it's a powerful truck. It just doesn't have four-wheel drive. So I back up, all right? And as I back up, my wheels just start spinning when I put it in drive. Because I'm like right on the edge. And by the way, this is when it's snowing the most. So it's just catching snow and no four-wheel drive. I'm like, oh, crap. Let me just try to manipulate. So I tried to manipulate it for a while. Didn't work. And as I'm doing this, I live on a very slight hill. There's no big hills in Houston, but I live on a very slight hill, and I'm kind of on the angle upward, and it's spinning, all right? And as I'm doing this, all the kids on the block, well, all of them were doing it ultimately, but there were like four or five at the time, on inner tubes, on trash can lids, they start sledding down the same hill that my truck is on.
Which you're supposed to do. That's exactly what you're supposed to do on a day like this.
Oh, they were having, it was snowing, it was fun, they were having a blast. So I put it in reverse. I said, you know what? I'm going to back all the way down, turn around and go around the block the other way. Maybe I'll have some momentum and the hill's not as steep or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it in reverse and my truck just immediately starts sliding and fishtailing and I'm trying to turn the wheel. So I stop again, ultimately just slide all the way back down the hill and I have to park it by this ditch with two wheels like near the ditch so it's not in the road and all that stuff. Well, that turned into, hey, look, you hear Lopez fell into a ditch?
You did. You fell into a ditch. Technically correct.
I got a text. So I ended up not coming into work. Y'all were hitting me up here and there yesterday.
That's right. We couldn't let you have an off.
No, it was fine. It was fun. I actually enjoyed that. And the kid, but here's the thing. As I'm sliding down, I see kids whizzing by me on their I could have run over a kid if I had just, I didn't want to kill a kid.
You typically don't want to. That's an ill-advised.
So I'm getting a good idea.
That's great.
So I'm getting texts from people here at the office, including Big Boss. Like, man, are you all right? I'm like, I'm fine. Didn't say it wasn't as bad as it sounded, or they made it sound.
Hey, what hospital room?
That's right. R.I.P. Lopez. I'm like, I appreciate the concern. That is very, very touching. But I'm like, basically, my truck slid down a hill. It was snowing like crazy. It was by this time, it was already pushing 9:30. So there's no way I was going to get in. I called you guys, and Parker pretty much says, don't worry about it. And that's that. But no, I ended up getting the truck yesterday afternoon once it started heating up. And I got it, but I'm humbled and honored, but also it wasn't that much. It wasn't what people thought it was.
All I'm hearing is you could have came into work.
Hey, man, y'all right? Hey, man, y'all right? Could have walked. Might have taken a while.
These are my confessions.
I got to admit, I'm actually not mad about the Hall of Fame voter that didn't put Ichiro on his ballot, his or her ballot, to ultimately make him a unanimous inductee into the Hall of Fame.
Why?
But only for one reason.
Yeah.
If they were trying to game the system, right? Understanding that you only get, 10 votes per ballot, right?
I think it's 10, if I remember
correctly. So obviously there is a large contingent of guys on the ballot that you have to vote for, and you only have 10 that you can account for. And so sometimes you're like, I would probably vote for 12 people or whatever.
But I think that should be the case.
You only have 10, right? It's not just vote for everybody that you want. You only get 10, and then those valid votes are counted. Well, Ichiro was an inevitable lock. Like, everybody knew it. Now, it gets dangerous if you start playing this game, if everybody starts playing this game. Mm-hmm. But you know that for the most part, people don't start playing this game. And if that one person was like, I know he's going in, and because he's a lock, I'm going to use this to get that one person in. Now, unfortunately, I can't tell because that ballot was not unanimous.
Yeah.
Now, if we find out that person who voted left Ichiro off and didn't use all 10.
Exactly.
And was just trying to be a jerk, then that buddy's a hater. That buddy's a hater if that's the case. But otherwise, I'm actually not upset. Like, the idea of being unanimous, it's cool, but it's a novelty.
Mm-hmm.
I think more important, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He is overwhelmingly so. Everybody respects him now as the first Japanese born player in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's cool. Like, the novelty of being the unanimous one, like, it's a cool trivia question, but it's not something that I think is different in ultimately all of this. Everybody knows Ichiro is a legend in this game, and I don't think that one vote changes.
Yeah, I ain't really look at it that way. I was just kind of curious, like, I want to hear your reason why you felt like you shouldn't have voted for
him.
Like, I just kind of want to know the reason. Like, do you feel like he's not worthy of a first ballot? Or
That person would be an idiot at that point.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I just kind of want to hear the reasoning why he didn't vote for him.
Yeah.
Not necessarily him being unanimous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they were trying to get that vote to and I'm okay if that person was just like, I would like to get that vote to someone else, especially because you also have to remember
a big if, though.
This is all really gamified. Because remember, if you don't get 5% of the vote, they take you smooth off the ballot.
Exactly.
So sometimes you might just be like, let me throw one of these votes over here to maybe see if we can keep somebody on the ballot longer or what have you. Like, I don't know. But like,
I get that.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that if that's the case, and of course, you're right, it isn't if. But
the
if that's the case, I'm really not tripping.
I kind of do that around here because sometimes we have a little ballot thing to vote for the rock star and all that stuff.
Right, right.
And sometimes I'm like, oh, I know this person probably going to win. So
let's spread the love.
let me spread it to somebody who ain't probably not going to win, but at least let me show them some love.
Yeah, yeah.
These are my confessions.
So while John Lopez was off of work yesterday, I was off of work yesterday as well as Monday, Friday. And this is why. So I've been having a cough for a long time. Mm-hmm. It felt like it'd been months of me having this strong cough. So I decided to make a doctor's appointment, which was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So they ain't had
just to get a check.
Yeah, yeah, let me try to get this straight now because I'm tired of coughing.
Yeah.
And little did I know I was going to be off for the next 5 days because I tested positive for the flu.
Yeah.
Not COVID, but the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really confused because I'm like, man, like, I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm good.
Just that cough.
Yeah. So apparently because I didn't have a fever, I probably should have lied and said I did.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently I didn't have a fever. So that required me from not even the company policy, but I guess just the doctor policy where I had to be at home for the next 5 days. I'm like, man, my confession is I probably shouldn't have went to the doctor, man.
No, that can't be the takeaway.
No, this is why.
I said that yesterday.
That can't be the takeaway.
No, I said that's what he gets for going to the doctor, which I go to the doctor. I'm just kidding.
But see, this is why, though, because I still got that cough. Mm-hmm. Like, the cough didn't leave.
And you've been out 5 days.
Yeah, I've been out.
What did they give you?
They gave me an antibiotic. They gave me some, they tried to give me some coughing pearls, which do not work. So she was about to subscribe for me. I'm like, is those no coughing pearls? I'm like, that do not work. So she's like, all right, let me give you some of this coughing medicine like a syrup.
Yeah.
She was like, here, get you some Tussin.
Yeah, that still didn't work. So I still got the cough. I feel like I'm just got to live with the cough.
So you got that syrup.
Yeah, I don't think it's that syrup.
I see what you're putting down.
Hey,
I got that syrup, though.
Hey, I don't think.
Anybody got some lemon
lime?
What
do they call it? It's like, there's a slang term for shoes. What is it?
Scissor.
Yeah. Is that it?
Or lean.
What was he about to say?
Yeah, no.
That was what got me.
I think you said it. What do they call it?
Scissor.
Yeah.
Or lean.
No, scissor.
Nah.
I've heard that.
I haven't heard that the way you said it.
Yeah, well, we need to dump that.
Shout out to 3 Sis Mafia.
Right, yeah, sipping on some scissor. Wow. I did not imagine that we would have a promethazine on this show, but it is very uniquely Houston.
These are my confessions.
Finally happened, and I'm ashamed of myself. I looked at three mock drafts.
Last yeah!
Night. I looked at three.
Damn you, Houston Texans.
Oh, you, Houston Texans.
You're supposed to extend it the season,
you
man.
You did it to me again. You did it to me far too early to look at these mock drafts, but I did. In fact, I think I even called one up earlier, and just for the sake of to share.
Who they got the Texans taking at 25?
Some offensive tackle.
I mean, from the trenches.
Offensive tackle out of Ohio State. I need to get on my grind looking at this.
I shouldn't be. Don't do it yet.
It's funny. After the national championship game, I felt like everybody just like, oh, they need to get this player from Ohio State. Yeah. They got to get that player from Ohio State.
Well, it's not like Ohio State is devoid of talent. They got a whole bunch of boys out there. Between recruiting them as Ohio State and then giving them all this money.
Yeah.
Like, of course.
I haven't heard any of that before, though.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, yeah, we need to draft the whole damn team at this point.
And people are trying to take the coordinator, too.
Yes.
That's what's happening over there, yeah.
These are my confessions.
Which one should I go with here? All right, I'll go here. Bobby Hurley, who is the head coach at UConn. You make that noise because he was being petulant is a word that I love. But he was being petulant yesterday. He berated a ref.
Yeah.
And you could see him mouth the words, "I'm the best coach in the sport."
God.
Right? And then he went further. Well, actually, I should clarify. Mm-hmm. "I'm the best coach in the effing sport." was actually the words. And afterwards, he said, when he was talking about the TV cameras focused on him in that moment, he said, quote, "I just wish they put the cameras on the other coach more. I just wish they would show these other coaches losing their minds at the officials in other
games." They do.
But the camera, obviously, I've created this for myself. I'm not the victim. Yeah. And he is being purely petulant. And I'm also here to say, I think that this is kind of what's necessary for him to be the next face, to be the face of the sport. Because that's one of the things about college basketball.
That's not a bad point.
Where are the faces?
Because now he's hateable.
Yeah. Where are the characters?
Yeah, yeah, because ain't no more Coach K.
That's actually a very good point. Yeah. I was kind of going the other way, but you're right.
Like, where are the characters? And I do hate that, like, a lot of the characters were built through being, like, strongmen, being, like, borderline, if not straight up, abusive to their players. Not all of them, because some of them, like Big John Thompson at Georgetown, was just like a great coach to his guys, and that was not built off of, you know, him being a jerk or whatever. But at the very least, because the players cycle through it, especially cycle through more now, the coaches have to be the identities of these teams.
Yeah.
And we've gotten a lot of just kind of milquetoast coaching.
Because now you hate him, and that's good.
Yeah.
You know,
it make you feel something.
So you can kind of put him in there with Tom Izzo.
Or Coach K.
But that's the thing Coach is, you look at that class, Tom Izzo is the last of those guys that are still here. And I've asked this before. Mm-hmm. Who are the guys who have taken up the mantle as the faces of the sport? And maybe you can go Cal now at Arkansas.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of those guys. Mick Cronin is popping up a little bit more recently at UCLA. But there's not a lot of those guys that show up for you.
That's because he hates his players.
I think Bobby Hurley, he sure does. And he's vocal about it in front of the media. But I feel like these are instances, as much as I hate them, and maybe it's just that college basketball is not as prominent as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you're never going to get to that point.
You know what? I
feel like Bobby Hurley being this, or did I? Is it Danny? No, I think it's Bobby.
What?
Hurley.
Dan Hurley.
It is Dan Hurley. I've been saying Bobby the whole time.
No, I didn't realize it.
Him and his brother, Danny Hurley. Thank you. Goodness gracious. But yes, Danny Hurley is necessary. And apparently, maybe it doesn't work because I keep saying the wrong name. Maybe I'm just wrong.
You'll learn it. You'll know it.
I will get it right. And I do that every time. Mm-hmm. It's Dan Hurley and I say Bobby every time.
Mm.
Damn.
You look like a Bobby.
My bad, Dan. Bobby. Although not my bad.
Hey, call him Bobby.
He was out here being a jerk. All right. Yeah. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our lunchtime confessions here on a Wednesday. Coming up next, we were talking about this tweet that we saw. We've gotten more insight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a question that needs to be asked. Are the Texans fully in their bad boy era? We'll talk about it next.